News release. Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority. The Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, NVCA, held elections for chair and vice chair at the 2023 annual general meeting. Gail Little, deputy mayor for the township of Amaranth, was acclaimed as chair, and the board of directors elected Jonathan Scott, councillor for the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury, as vice chair. I am pleased to join NVCA for another term on the board and look forward to serving as chair for the current year, said Little. It will be another challenging year, but overall, I applaud the passion and dedication of NVCA staff who continue to take on projects and work for the betterment of the environment in this watershed. Little served as vice chair of the NVCA board along with outgoing chair Marianne McLeod. Together, they were strong advocates for NVCA through the changes to the Conservation Authorities Act as well as Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act. I look forward to working with Chair Little, NVCA staff and other members of the board, said Scott. Together we will continue to maintain and enhance a watershed that is resilient to climate change, and find a balance between development, the economy and environmental protection. 15 new members appointed by their municipalities joined NVCA's board of directors at the meeting. In addition to Chair Little, returning the board are Cown. Gary Harvey from the city of Barrie and Ralph Manktello from the town of Mono. Thank you to everyone who served on the NVCA board for the last 4 years, continued Little, especially Cown. Walter Bonata of the town of Shelburne, who has been on the board for the last 22 years. I can't wait to share ideas and have discussions with all members, both new and returning. Only by working collaboratively as a group can we address the many challenges facing the watershed throughout the next term of council. A total of 18 member municipalities from Simcoe, Dufferin and Grey counties sit on the NVCA board. The board governs NVCA, a public agency dedicated to the preservation of a healthy environment through the protection of our water, land and future.